This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. We have a surprise guest. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, what a day already. Guys, welcome. It is Friday. We have two different season finales to talk about today. Real Housewives of New York, of course, and also Million Dollar Listing LA. Barry, how's
both
it going?
Both of which were not exciting.
I know. But clearly
it's going.
We're in good spirits yeah. this morning.
Of course.
So, fun fact, yesterday we said that Teresa's divorce was finalized, and then later that day, her house got put on the market. Barry.
What felt like 5 minutes after.
Barry, would you buy this home?
I would buy this home. It's very large, which means that the furniture has to be extra large, which that's like a known thing. But like, I went and read the details yesterday, and it's bigger than big. It's, you know, like I don't have a family that large to fill it. So maybe in like a few years, if it goes on the market again.
The thing about this house is that there's not a single finish inside the home that's not over the top. So it's like, it's big, but it's also just so much.
You know, the biggest detail that my favorite detail that I've loved, even from like season one of her living in it, is that massive mirror in her bedroom. I've always been like, where does one get that? It's not even like a mirrored wall. It is a massive mirror, like leaning on the wall. And like, all I'm trying to do is go to Home Goods to get like a full length mirror, you know?
I know. I'm like, every time I look at mirrors, I'm like, why are they so expensive?
Yeah. Like, well, honey, it should be if this is what I'm looking at, you know?
Oh my God.
See what I did there? Moving on. Talked about myself. Yeah. Wait, also, I don't think we mentioned, I know you put it on the story, but I don't think we mentioned on here that Lala is pregnant. I can't remember, but
I don't think we did.
Lala and Randall are expecting their first child together.
I'm excited for them. I am not super surprised. I feel like it makes sense. And, you know, Randall already has kids from his previous marriage, and Lala, it seems like, really, you know, gets along well with his kids. And I feel like Lala just turned 30. I feel like she's at this point where she's really, you know, kind of turned a new leaf in the last year of her life. You know, obviously she got sober, got engaged. They were supposed to get married this spring. That got postponed. But yeah, I'm excited for them.
Yeah. And then also, it's funny, like, the world has been seeing Stassi's pregnancy through like Bo posting pictures. She doesn't really post, but she's due in January. And I just want to do a small plug for Shop Betches that we have a baby onesie that says Future Server on our website. And I think this is just the perfect time.
Well, you know what's crazy though? It was just announced yesterday. Stassi is doing her first interview on the Tamron Hall's talk show, I think next week. And I don't know what that's going to be like. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. She's on vacation somewhere in the ocean.
Sounds nice. Should we talk about Roni?
Yeah, we should.
So last night was the season finale, and I feel like this finale was kind of, it gave us what we deserved from this season, which was not a whole lot going on. You know, this season, I feel like it had ups and downs, and there were moments that were really fun, but overall, what was lacking was kind of real storylines to get into, and we kind of saw that again, that it was, you know, we're tying up loose ends from the season, and those are Dorinda redoing her apartment, Sonia redoing her apartment, Luann working on her cabaret, and it's like, okay.
We had a drinking game, I know I make everything into a hypothetical drinking game, but if we had a drinking game for any season that Luann sang or that we saw Sonia talk about her townhouse, we would be a few sheets to the wind. Like,
it's just the thing with, the thing with people like Sonia and Luann. I love Sonia and Luann. They've given us so much over the years, but I don't love them enough to not want slash need more from them. And that's the thing with Luann. It's like, I love Luann. I think she is a great iconic housewife. We've interviewed her. I think she's, you know, a great personality on the show. But the last couple seasons, since her whole divorce, arrest, whatever, she's really had nothing going on other than cabaret. And it's like, we are all sick of it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Even this morning, up until just now, I couldn't stop. Viva la diva. And you're welcome, because everyone listening to this, you will be singing that for the rest of the day, because it's very catchy. But the entire episode was revolved, I'm not kidding, around that one line.
Right. We saw her in the recording studio, which was hilarious when she's like, he's like, okay, so you're going to be like class. And she's like, class.
I do have to say, she takes these rehearsals like very seriously though. Like, she's very like into this.
That's the thing with Luann. She is, I don't think she's fully in on the joke when it comes to her music and cabaret career, which I respect that she takes it seriously, but at the same time, it's like, we get it. We don't want to see five more scenes. And the fact that this was a season finale and we had a scene of her in the recording studio, a whole thing about her like little preview performance, and then another performance at the drag queen bingo party, it's like, enough. It's enough.
I know. I do have to say, though, I was dying when Dorinda, in her confessional, was like, at least it's not happy birthday.
Oh my gosh. For real.
Because, like, she sings that. But when we get to another little thing, when we get to Sonia's townhouse, I do have to say, I was like, what took so long? This could have happened in the beginning of the season. Ramona was there and she was like, oh my God, it looks amazing. I was like, no, it's literally clean. That's what the difference is. They did before and after shots and like the clutter is gone. That's it. And it's like a fresh coat of paint.
Sonia is not doing like gut renovations on this townhouse. Like, she's putting in some new finishes, like making some adjustments. But overall, it's like, she's just like fixing it up.
Guys, we find out Ramona has a new mantra, which
L-L.
Is just, you know,
L-L. It's just living life.
Letters to live by. I was like, where did you come up with that, Ramona? That is groundbreaking.
I am dreading the possibility of her making that a continued thing. Like, if we get to the reunion and she's like, yep, L-L, that's my thing. L-L, living life. I'm going to scream.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she forgot about it already personally, but
I hope so.
There is a small chance. But where do we go next? Like, fascinating detail of this episode?
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Let's talk about Luann's cabaret preview. So Dorinda couldn't come because she had wrist surgery, even though she went to a party like the next night. I don't really sure. Ramona didn't say that she wasn't coming until the day of, which classic Ramona.
And we find out why. Because an email needs to be way, way, way more specific in Ramona's world. And in the header of your email, it should have said, come to my show.
Please come. That is so funny. Please come. Because Ramona, so Luann confronts Ramona at the party and says, you know, you didn't come. And Ramona's like, I didn't know I was supposed to come. I thought it was just like a press release. And Luann's like, open the attachment. And Ramona says she doesn't have time to open the attachment. And the
doesn't have time to open an attachment.
It's hilarious that these women have been on the show for 12 years and Ramona is acting like this wasn't an official filming event that she would have been actually told about. It's like when they're setting something up to be a group filming event, you're going to be on camera. You're not just getting a random email from Luann.
but that's like a production thing. Okay. But part of me is obviously like, this happened for a reason, but it's so funny when they were going back and forth giving each other business advice, quote unquote, like Luann's Ramona's business advice to Luann was put it in the header and Luann's business advice back to her was open the attachment. And Luann's little dingers this episode is really funny. Like she even said to Dorinda at the end, sorry, I'm jumping. She goes, that arm is working pretty well because she was using her sling arm to point.
She also, when she said Sonia may not be good at accounting, but she can throw a good party.
I was like, Luann, okay.
That's the thing. I love Luann, and I don't want Luann to leave. I just want Luann to give us something more in terms of something going on.
I know. But like, okay, Dylan, imagine this. Like, imagine you on a show and you literally don't have anything that exciting going on in your life right now. Like, what do you do?
Well, like, Luann has had stuff. Like, she hasn't shown us her relationships or anything. Like, she's dated someone and she hasn't made that put that on the show, which is like, okay, whatever. But if that's the only thing that you have that's interesting in your life, whatever. I don't know. This preview performance was cringe. Luann didn't sing at all. Friend of the pod, who you heard a few weeks ago, Sarah Galley, was there. And I asked her if Luann sang at the event and we just didn't see it. And she was like, I don't think so. She said she played some clips of like music, but didn't sing live.
Okay, well, it seems like just a fun night for her to go and enjoy some champagne then, if that's the case. But it was fun to see Sarah on TV. But we're at this drag bingo, which looks like a fun event, but I died when Sonia goes, are those drag queens or housewives? Like,
This was one of those parties where it's like... There were like a handful of drag queens, a handful of gay guys, and then it was like just the cast of the show. And it was like,
not remind you of Ramona's birthday party? Gave me those vibes. It was just a big room with a few people in it.
Sometimes on Housewives, the parties look really like crowded and like normal people are there. And then there are parties like this where it's like, this was like a show event that they invited a few people to. It's like
And Ramona brought someone.
Ramona brings a date, sort of, which is just so classic. Like,
was that a date? Like, what was that?
Ramona's ability to just like hook these straight men, and then like she's saying right in front of him that she's not even interested in him, and then he apparently made out with Sonia once upon a time, and she doesn't remember. It's just so messy, and like that's what I actually like seeing from these shows. And it's like, show me more of that. Who are these men?
Well, yeah, I like actually seeing them, these women, old school New York, when they like would go out to the bars and like, which obviously right now we can't see that, but when they were filming, we could have. But like, and them seeing, like, it's almost like us in however many years living their best life, like out making out with people. And it's, that's to me is like funny television. But we do see also like Ramona and this man and Leah conversing, and Leah was just like being, you know, very nice, sweet, whatever, and talking about like friends with benefits. And Ramona throws her hands up in the air and walks away and is like, I can't talk about this. And I was like, what the hell? So then fast forward to actual drag bingo, and Ramona walks over because she has to be the, you know, life of the party, and is like, I love 69. And everyone, even Leah, was like, I'm sorry, I said friends with benefits and you almost vomited in disgust. And then you screamed about the 69, like in front of the whole party. And then we go to Ramona's confessional and she goes, I just like the way the six and the nine look. I like the six goes this way and the nine goes that way. I was like, okay,
Ramona says that she likes the number 60. She says it's graphically pretty, which is just so fucking ridiculous. I mean, this whole party, it's the kind of thing where it's like there were fun little moments, but then you think about the fact that it's the season finale and you're arguing about Ramona messing up Dorinda's bingo card. And it's like, this is that was the most dramatic, like, other than the last couple minutes. It's like, come on.
To be honest, I play bingo before and I'd be really fucking pissed if that happened to me, just an FYI. Oh, same. And that's why they have those bingo dabbers now, so that doesn't happen. So this party was not up to par, okay? But just as I was writing my notes last night for today, I was typing, Dorinda wasn't really in the episode. And then...
oh,
all
Lord.
Hell breaks loose. I was like stuttering.
So after they did all of their little finale update card things, mm-hmm. we're still at the party and they're doing a little toast as they do. And Leah includes in her toast that Tinsley introduced her to the group, and Dorinda fucking flips her shit. She is like, no, we're not talking about Tinsley, that bitch. She left the show, breached her contract. No. And it was intense.
It was very intense. I was like, that reaction didn't go with what was said or what happened. Like, she was set off
I had mm-hmm. a similar feeling to watching Erica in the reunion from this week, where it was like, I understand why she's frustrated with Tinsley, mm-hmm. but the level of anger didn't match the situation. That it's like, yeah. if you're not a personal fan of Tinsley, I feel like that could have been like a comment like, Tinsley introduced me to the group. Yeah. And then she left the show. Like, that would have seemed more appropriate. But for her to basically lose her mind. And why are you yelling at Leah? Mad about Tinsley, but why are you yelling at Leah?
Yes. But also, why are you so mad that Tinsley breached her contract? Did that affect you in any way, shape, or form? Like, I know it was the show, but like, why are you taking it so personally? Did it affect your storyline? Like, what was going on there?
I mean, I do think these women feel kind of, they're all in this together, and they all, when the show succeeds, they all succeed. And so I do get that there's a sense of the six of us are here working for these months during filming to produce a product, and Tinsley kind of backed out of that. But at the same mm-hmm. time, it's like, okay, like, that's frustrating and annoying, but you don't need to. Like, Tinsley's not evil because she did that. She made a decision you didn't like.
Correct. I agree with everything you just said. That is to the point of what everything is. However, if that were me, I'd be like, more room for me on the show.
I know. I don't think Dorinda has used the extra space well, though. Clearly, it didn't work out for her.
I do have to say, though, those little pause, like their reflection, their individual things, I never know what those are called in all of the years. Like, I never know how to explain when they do the little description.
Finale moments.
Yeah. It looked really good. Like, it looked like very HD.
They saw the Beverly Hills reunion and they were like, we have to step up our shit.
Oh my God, I know. So next week is the part one of the reunion and it looks feisty. I'm actually excited. Really excited.
I don't know content-wise if it's going to be an amazing reunion, but I'm excited just mm-hmm. to see it. And it's nice to have something in person. And, you know, it'll be fun. I'm glad Tinsley actually showed up because I think clearly she and Dorinda have some issues.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's just talk about Million Dollar Listing, which is over now. It felt like the season barely happened. I don't know.
Yeah, it was quick and short. And this, it's funny on the timeline, this was the first episode of their season where they did in-home interviews, which is very weird for us all to watch all these shows and be like, what show was filmed during the pandemic and what wasn't, like, and when did their start? But
it's interesting. Yeah. Clearly every show has a little bit of a different timeline in terms of getting their interviews done and getting all the episodes edited and stuff. Because it seems kind of funny that they made it all the way to the season finale and then had to start, you know, they probably just needed like one more interview day in March or something. And then it got canceled.
Yeah.
The thing with this season, I enjoyed it. I think it was, I mean, I love seeing the real estate. I think they do an amazing job of that. I wish there was just a little bit more kind of storyline going on these shows, a little bit more interaction between the agents, you know, just a little bit more, I guess a little more drama, honestly. And maybe Selling Sunset has kind of like ruined my brain in that regard. And I don't think Million Dollar Listing should be like Selling Sunset, but it feels a little flat.
Yeah, I agree. I think Selling Sunset, the timing and the what the show is about really kind of did put a damper on Million Dollar Listing because that was like the real estate show. And now it's like this is a show of all women and glamour and drama. So it's giving us everything that Million Dollar Listing doesn't have. I will not stop watching Million Dollar Listing. I do believe that New York actually does have more drama than LA. So hopefully that even happens this year. I don't know. But we do see in this episode, all these houses have different names. So this is the Barrymore Estate or like Seabright. They named it Seabright. I don't know why. It has 2 different names. It has like 8 houses attached to each other. Like, you need to walk through it a few times to really understand it. And I was telling Dylan, like, if I have to like walk through my house and like memorize what door goes to where and which hallway goes to what, like, I can't live there, as if that was an option for me to live there.
Yeah, this house was too much. it's the kind of house where it's like, that's a cool house. I would love to take a tour of that house. But the thought of living in a place like that is just... Also, the thought of spending $16 million on a house and then needing to spend $2 million more to get it, like, move-in ready, it's just like...
And you know what? It is nice. I did like to see this season a lot of the agents working together. So we saw Tracy and Josh Altman working on this house together. But then we find out they actually took it off the market because of quarantine, which I guess as a professional is the right thing to do. But it's very nice to see the way these agents interact with each other and their different selling methods. But it's funny because every agent, including these two, have very different tastes. They have very different like negotiating skills. They have very different everything. So I kind of wanted to see how that played out, but I guess we'll just have to Google it.
Yeah, I think that's like one of those things where when we're talking about having these like season long storylines and stuff, even with something like that, with having a co-listing, it's like, it would be nice to see that over the course of a few episodes. Like we did kind of with the Razor House at the beginning of the season, where it was like, it was fun to see Josh Altman and Tracy kind of doing this listing together. And I wish we would have gotten to see them in like negotiations or whatever. I know the producers of this show don't control what houses sell and what don't. So it's like, obviously they aren't in complete control of like the real estate storylines, but you know, even like seeing more of Heather Altman, it would be fun.
Wow, I forgot about the Razor House. That was so long ago, but like, was it that long ago? I don't even know. But we did see Mauricio make another appearance, which I thought was really fun with David and James. And he made a little housewife joke. Did you notice that? About like an oven. He was like, she'll be a real housewife. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. We all know like, your wife is Kyle.
I feel like Kyle probably watched that episode. It was like, Mauricio, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, but unfortunately for shows like Million Dollar Listing, there's no reunion unless they do it like Shaw's and they do it like 8 months from now. I don't really think so.
I know
they did an episode a while ago of a Watch What Happens Live Zoom like session. So you never know. Maybe they will do a little get together thing like that in a few weeks. Who knows? But also another thing I wanted to bring up that I've been seeing all over, and now apparently it's happening, that Kate Chastain's coming back to Below Deck Med. Like, I need to know if this is confirmed or not. And I saw it again last night that it was confirmed, but then it keeps going back and forth.
Wait, like, regular Below Deck?
It said Below Deck Med for like next season.
Kate Chastain?
Yes, hello, yes.
Wait, she's never been on Below Deck Med.
I know that. That's what I've been seeing. So I'm like, I need to know if like this is true, but I've seen it a few times and I was like, am I dreaming? And now I'm second guessing if I was dreaming. I hope it does. But anyway, Dylan, who is your Bravo Leb this week?
I'm going to say Sonia Rita for planning a fun event and for sadly not selling the townhouse, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year. My Bravo Leb goes to, I kind of want to do like Million Dollar Listings. I feel like they don't get as many nominations, and I'm pissed that Frederick was like not in the season. So you know what? I'm done with them. But I'm going to give it to Leah because I thought at this party, she looked phenomenal. And I loved her incorporation of sneakers with her dress, and her glam actually looked the best she's ever did. And she didn't deserve that response from Dorinda. So that is mine for this week.
Her look reminded me of Bethany's Barbie Halloween costume from a couple seasons ago.
Because of that material.
Yeah, the material and the blonde hair. And yeah, okay. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Monday is a Labor Day, but we are bringing you a special episode, an interview with the one and only Sheena. So tune in on Monday for that. And then we will be back later next week with normal episodes. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, and follow us on Instagram @BravoByBetches. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.